Right, this is part three of the situation update for Monday, May 24th, 2021. Mike Adams here. Part three focuses on COVID and vaccines. And I just want to start out by saying here that I am calling for global self-defense against vaccine violence. So mandatory vaccines, especially when these vaccines are unproven experimental medicine, forced vaccines or coerced vaccines are a form of medical violence that we call vaccine violence. You know, just how the left likes to use the phrase gun violence. When someone shoots someone else, they blame the gun. So we're just going to flip their phrases around and say, hey, it's vaccine violence. When someone jabs someone else with a vaccine and kills them, which has happened tens of thousands of times in America already in just this year, that's vaccine violence. That is assault with a deadly weapon. And every human being has an inherent right of self-defense, to defend their bodies against violence. Now, granted, most of these deaths, or perhaps all of them, have been with kind of a twisted consent, you might say. So the patients are consenting to being injected, but it's only because they're being denied access to accurate information about the risks of the vaccines. So it's not really consent. You know, if someone comes up to you and their hands are behind their back and says, oh, I have a balloon for you. Would you like a balloon? And the person says, yes, I'd love your balloon. And you pull out instead a revolver and blow them away. That's not consent, is it? No, that's a trick. So when they say, oh, would you like a perfectly safe vaccine that's going to help you heal and keep you healthy and save your life? And someone says, yes, I would love that vaccine. And then you jab them with something that kills them. That's not consent. That is vaccine violence. And every person has a right to defend themselves against that violence. It's called self-defense, and it's a basic human right. So if some kind of vaccine hit team or vaccine squad, and these have been unleashed in the UK, if they come to your door and they knock on your door and say, hey, we're here, do you want a vaccine? And you say no, and then they break down your door and they march into your house with their vaccine weapons drawn. The question is, do you have the right to shoot them in self-defense? And the answer is, of course, yeah, absolutely you do. Of course you do. But that's why they don't do it that way. So far, they're not kicking in doors, not in America, and coming in and vaccinating people against their will. Now, they may do it in a hospital when you're unconscious without your knowledge, but they're not just going door to door yet with gunpoint medicine, although they seem to be kind of ratcheting toward that. Right now, they're trying to, you know, entice people or coerce people. Say, oh, you can't travel without a vaccine. Don't you want to be free? Don't you want to be free? Yeah, here, take this euthanasia shot and you'll be free forever. Yeah, you'll be dead. You'll be free from life, I guess. But they're offering, you know, free donuts and now lotteries, right? In all these different states. Here, you're going to be signed up for a lottery. Because they're trying to convince really stupid people to take the vaccine, because that's who the depopulation globalists are really targeting, is the stupid people. They're trying to depopulate the stupid people first. And frankly, I think they're succeeding wildly in that effort, but they're not yet putting a gun in your face and saying you have to take the vaccine and, you know, handcuffing you, tying you down, and then forcing a needle into your arm. If it comes to that, you absolutely have the right to shoot them under global human rights law. Not to mention United States law, state law, you always have the right to defend your body against acts of aggression that may harm or kill you. You always have that right. But that's why they just won't do it that way. They're going to use coercion and enticements and say, oh, you can't work unless you have the vaccine. You can't go to your concert. You can't go to a basketball game. Hey, we don't want to go to your stupid libtard basketball game to see Mr. Libtard LeBron James lecture us about how bad America is while he's collecting money from the organ harvesting communist China. We don't want to go to your stupid games. By the way, Major League Baseball, NFL, basketball, forget it. Not interested in your games. All right, so that's the argument of self-defense. And just to be very clear, because we do not initiate violence, so this is not saying in any way that you would go out and seek out somebody who's administering vaccines and threaten them in any way. No, 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 no. We're talking about if they're threatening you, you have the right to stop them. But here's a far deeper question. This is more of a rule of law morality question. You know how if a police officer rolls up onto a scene, and we saw this recently, there's one black girl with a knife in her hand about to stab another black girl. You remember that? That was just a few weeks ago. And the cop says, hey, drop the knife, drop the knife. And the first black girl doesn't want to drop the knife. I'm going to kill you, you know, whatever. And she's going at it. The police officer pulls his gun and shoots that girl. For what reason? In order to save the life of the second girl. In other words, the police officer uses violence in the hands of a state or city authorized, you know, officer, let's say. The police officer uses violence to stop someone from committing violence. And this is generally accepted in courtrooms and in law enforcement and just in basic philosophy. This is accepted as an appropriate use of violence. At least it's accepted by everybody except lunatic leftists, you know, who think women can have a penis and so on. They're living in an artificial reality. But among normal, rational people, it's okay to stop someone from murdering someone else by having a police officer shoot that first person to stop the violence if there's no other way that they will stop it. I mean, the officer screams at him first, or her, hey, drop the knife. She doesn't drop the knife, then it's boom, boom, boom. Here's the question for you. What if girl number one, instead of having a knife in her hand, what if she had a COVID vaccine in a needle and she were attacking a second girl with a COVID vaccine? Now, COVID vaccine has a risk of death. COVID vaccines kill some people. Already tens of thousands dead in America right now from the COVID vaccine. COVID vaccine cause reactions, you know, adverse reactions, side effects, loss of consciousness, autoimmune disorders. It can make you paralyzed. It can make you have a stroke and die, or a heart attack and die. Would the police officer be within the right use of applied force to shoot girl number one if she were attacking girl number two with a vaccine? That's the question for you. And of course, the answer is yes, in a rational society. But we don't live in a rational society, do we? So right now, we have police standing by as people are wielding vaccines as weapons against children and senior citizens and adults. But the difference is most of those people taking the vaccine don't see it as an assault. So, of course, the police officer, it's hard to intervene if the victim doesn't claim to be the victim. And the victims who are killed by the vaccine are too dead to file charges, you see. Dead people don't file charges of assault. And the state is not willing to go against Big Pharma. So the district attorneys and so on, they don't file charges against Big Pharma for vaccine violence. So the vaccine murders continue. And no one who's been killed by it is alive to pursue the criminal charges. And the police are basically told to stand down. And half the people getting killed by the vaccines are begging for it. So this is why vaccine violence continues, because no one is willing to oppose it through the use of state-applied acts of police violence to stop aggressors. That's why. Again, if that girl had an AK-47 in her hands, police would take her down right away. She's got a vaccine needle. Suddenly it's called medicine, even though there's a risk of death there as well. So the number one most important thing to remember in all of this, especially in America, where the FDA says that no emergency authorization medical intervention can be forced onto anybody. And it is a violation of the Nuremberg Code that came out of World War II and the medical experiments on Jews. But you got to remember to say, I do not consent. I do not consent. I do not consent. I do not consent. Tattoo that on your body. If you think you're going to lose consciousness and end up in a hospital, you should have it tattooed on both shoulders. You know, just tattooed. I do not consent to your toxic, deadly vaccines. That's a big tattoo. I'm not into tattoos, but that sounds like it'd be painful to get all that tattooed on your arm. But you get my point. You could write it in a permanent marker. You know, people do that when they're going in to have a kidney removed. Sometimes doctors remove the wrong kidney. They take the good one and leave the diseased one, and the patient wakes up. It was supposed to be the left kidney, you moron. So they will take a marker and they'll mark, you know, on their lower back, like, take this kidney, Dr. Dumbass, or are you part of the American Medical Association woke doctors testing system? Yeah, I understand that you don't know anything about anatomy because you're a woke doctor, but this is the correct kidney to snip out of there. Read the freaking message if you can read. But now, Senator Rand Paul has announced he's not taking the vaccine. Smart guy. And he's the first senator that I'm aware of who has announced this publicly, although I know there are other senators and members of the House, GOP members, who are also not taking the vaccine, but they're not saying it publicly. They're afraid of Big Pharma because Big Pharma is the largest lobby. Big Pharma bribes lawmakers with more money than big tech. It's all pharma money. So Rand Paul says, hey, I'm not taking the vaccine. I'm not convinced that it's safe. It's the only rational senator in the whole building. Good on you, Rand Paul. Good job. So now, are they safe? Well, the CDC is investigating reports of heart inflammation following COVID-19 vaccinations in young people. And this is from justthenews.com. There are reports of myocarditis after receiving COVID-19 vaccinations. So, inflammation of the heart, basically, is what's happening when these young people are vaccinated. And this is happening predominantly in adolescents and young adults, more often in males than females, and more often after the second vaccine shot, according to the CDC. And this is happening only with the mRNA vaccines, which is Pfizer and Moderna. It's not happening with Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca. Those vaccines give you blood clots, but the mRNA vaccines appear to give some young people heart inflammation. Ooh, the joy. And of course, the FDA is about to authorize vaccine experiments with these vaccines on young infants as young as 2 years old for some insane reason. I mean, these are crimes against humanity, crimes against children, but of course, it's all being allowed. It's unreal. Now, remember a story a few weeks ago where OSHA, that's the federal, you know, workplace safety organization, they had put out guidance that said when employers force their employees to take vaccines as a condition of employment, then those employers are going to be held liable when vaccines cause adverse reactions. So OSHA was actually telling employees that you can file complaints with OSHA over the adverse reactions that you're experiencing, and that these are workplace injuries because your employer made you take it. And then the employer is, in essence, responsible for this. The charges go against them in terms of OSHA and how OSHA works. Well, OSHA has just pulled that guidance now, obviously after pressure from Big Pharma and probably the CDC. So no longer will OSHA enforce penalties against employers who are forcing their employees to take death shots. No longer. That's the power of the pharma lobby. So obviously, if an employer forces you to take the vaccine, that's coercion and that's illegal. That's a violation of federal law. You should seek out a lawyer, join a lawsuit. Children's Health Defense, I think, is involved in some lawsuits here. But get a lawyer, sue your employer for forcing you, in violation of federal law, to take an experimental medical intervention that's killing people and causing blood clots and injuries and so on. It's not okay, obviously. All right. Now, these vaccines are so dangerous that Children's Health Defense, CHD, is now calling on the FDA to immediately remove all COVID vaccines from the market. This is a big deal. This is Bobby Kennedy's organization, Children's Health Defense. They've joined up with millions against medical mandates to invite parents, healthcare practitioners, military members, and others to comment on their petition calling on the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to immediately remove COVID vaccines from the market. And this comes from growing safety concerns that have been expressed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Dr. Meryl Nass. They filed a citizen petition with the FDA asking for emergency revocation of the emergency use authorizations. And people can submit comments to this petition. We have this story up on naturalnews.com. You can also find it at childrenshealthdefense.org. We encourage you to sign this petition and post comments on the FDA's website. As CHD reports, according to the VAERS system, there have already been 193,000 reported adverse events, including over 4,000 deaths. And that's from the middle of December through the first week of May in 2021. So thousands of people have died following these vaccines. It's probably tens of thousands if you understand how VAERS actually works. So the actions that CHD is demanding the FDA take is to refrain from allowing minors to participate in COVID vaccine trials, for example. Revoke the emergency use authorization. Revoke approval that says pregnant women may receive these vaccines. Amend its guidance for the use of chloroquine drugs and ivermectin so that it recognizes the utility of those drugs for treating COVID, and so on. There are seven things that CHD is asking the FDA to do. And this is very important. We, of course, completely support Children's Health Defense in this effort. And please join us, join them in pressuring the FDA on this, because lives are at stake, obviously. I mean, the whole point of these vaccines are to mass murder people. So the sooner we stop the murder, obviously, the more lives that we can save. Now, in Oregon, it's now a medical police state. Show us your papers. Oregon is the first state to require proof of vaccination if you're going to not wear a mask and enter a church or a business or a workplace. So the total left-wing tyrants that run Oregon, sadly, this is not all the citizens of Oregon, but the lunatic left-wing libtard dictators in Portland, who hopefully will soon be arrested. These morons are saying that they're going to turn Oregon into a Nazi, big pharma, medical police state. Show us your papers. You have to prove you've been vaccinated in order to not wear a mask. So there's a very simple workaround for this, by the way. There's probably one checkpoint where they're checking to see if you're wearing a mask. And then they're going to ask you, show us your papers. Show us the proof of your vaccine. There are two ways to handle this. If I lived in Oregon, there are two ways that I would do this. Number one, you could choose to just temporarily wear a mask as you enter the place, the church, whatever. And then after you enter, just take it off. You know, I mean, there are going to be people in there without masks and people with masks. So after you've passed the checkpoint, just say, you know, screw you morons, just take it off. The second thing to do is to have a vaccine card that's filled out with the vaccine that you received from exposure to soil microbes. Now, understand that this is a technical concept. Now, the FBI is warning they're going to arrest people who are faking vaccine cards by claiming they got a vaccine when they didn't. But aha! You don't have to fake it. You can put real information on the vaccine card, but your vaccine came from nature and exposure to coronavirus in soil microbes. So truthfully and honestly, the whole concept of vaccination started with cowpox, right? I mean, they would go up to cows who had little disease pestles or whatever they're called, just festering boils. And they would harvest a little bit of the cowpox, and then they would rub that into a wound on the arm of a child. Seriously, that was the first vaccination. So a vaccine just means exposing your body to some pathogen that causes your body to produce antibodies. So quite literally, you don't have to go to a pharmacy to get a vaccine. Vaccine can be exposure to a ranch animal or soil microbes. When you are exposed to nature, you are constantly being, quote, vaccinated from nature. So if you wanted to fill out a vaccine card, you could put in the date that you were exposed to soil microbes that certainly contain coronavirus, because coronaviruses are all over the place. Put in the date and the lot number. You could just, maybe you've collected three samples of soils and you've given them lot numbers and you've labeled them. And you could actually take a picture of three spoons of soil with your little sticky note labels on them. Take a picture. You've labeled them. You're doing a little science experiment. So you've got your own lot number. Don't use like a big pharma lot number. Use your own lot number, you know, XYZ 123, whatever it is. And then the name, I think on the card, they asked for the name of whoever gave you the vaccine. You could put the Latin name of the plant that you were next to when you were exposed for your coronavirus vaccine from nature. So look up the Latin name of the weeds, whatever you have, like stinging nettles or something. Look up the Latin name and put that down. And then, you know, you fill out the card with truthful, honest information about how you were vaccinated by nature. Because your immune system, obviously, is the strongest solution here. Innate immunity is real. And then if you have to show this vaccine card to somebody, yeah, that's right. Boom. Here's how I was vaccinated. Here's the name. Here's the date. Here's the lot number. And they're not going to probably look at it too closely. So you're going to go right on in. And you haven't lied. You haven't committed fraud. Even if the FBI is dumb enough to send agents out to every church in Oregon to look for, you know, counterfeit vaccine cards, they look at your card. There's nothing counterfeit on it. It's all real. It's all real. You actually did take the soil samples. You have a picture to prove it. You did write in the Latin name. You know, you were vaccinated against all the microbes. That's how vaccines all began. Man. So they can't accuse you of anything nefarious. You haven't done anything wrong. In fact, you're probably healthier than everybody else there because you've had exposure to wild-type viruses. And so your immune system is more robust and stronger. You have innate immunity. And there's one more aspect of this. If you've been around somebody who's been vaccinated, they're shedding spike protein, which means you've been exposed to the spike protein. So you've already been vaccinated against that spike protein because your body had to build antibodies against it for you to overcome the spike protein. So maybe you were around somebody who just got vaccinated and then you experienced, you know, menstruation or headaches or something odd. That was your body experiencing the exposure, and then you built antibodies, you overcame it, now you've been vaccinated. And the person who vaccinated you was them. So you could put their name in there. And you could ask them, what vaccine lot did you take? And they give you their vaccine lot number. You can copy that over because that's the vaccine that they were injected with that then exposed you to the spike protein. So that's the lot number that vaccinated you. You don't have to be dishonest. This is 100% truthful. You were exposed to a pathogen. Your body built antibodies. That's called immunization. That's vaccination. You were vaccinated with spike protein shedding. And now you've got the card to prove it. And for all these officials in Oregon who think they own your body and own your life, I hope you are all arrested and charged with treason. And I hope that you are dragged into court for Nuremberg-style trials, and I hope you meet the same court judgment as Joseph Mengele out of Nazi Germany, because you all deserve it. Every one of you deserves it. If you voted to turn Oregon into a medical police state, you deserve the same court decision fate as Joseph Mengele. And we can only pray it comes to you sooner rather than later through Nuremberg trials in America. Now, by the way, the tyrants aren't only limited to Oregon, of course. A Bloomberg writer, Clara Ferreira Marquez, I guess, M-A-R-Q-U-E-S, Marquez, I think she's writing out of Hong Kong, calling for mandatory vaccinations and prison time for anybody who refuses. So this is the globalist rag Bloomberg, of course, calling for spike protein injections, which is also a violation of the Nuremberg Code. These are mass medical experiments to exterminate humanity. Bloomberg is all for it. And Clara Ferreira Marquez thinks it's great. And anybody who says no should be handcuffed and prosecuted and thrown in prison. I think we should handcuff and prosecute and throw in prison people like her who are demanding mandatory vaccinations at gunpoint. You are the ones who belong in prison. You are the criminals against humanity. You are the Nazi, you know, mad medical experiment totalitarians. You deserve to be in prison. If you don't recognize the sanctity and the dignity of a human life and an individual and their right to say no to an experimental medical intervention that's killing people, if you don't have the right to say no to that, then you don't own your body at all. So really what Bloomberg is saying is that you don't own your body, the government does. Sounds like communist China, doesn't it? Probably Marquez is a communist because that's a communist idea. Probably Bloomberg is communist. I mean, why are we even saying probably? We already know. Look at Mike Bloomberg, total commie. I mean, they're all communists. And as communists, they don't believe in private property. They don't believe you have the right to own capital or assets or your own home or your own business and not your own body, because your body is owned by the state. And if you love that idea, vote for liberals in Portland. You know, vote for leftists in California, because they will give you that dystopian sci-fi future. They will own your body and they will destroy your liberties and they will destroy your nation. They will destroy your life. And they will claim they have the power to do so because they own you and they only give you limited rights from time to time. Oh, you may have the right to speak, but only if you don't disagree with us. That's the philosophy at Facebook. And you notice how for the last year, the fact checkers like Snopes and so on, they've said that this whole theory of the lab origin of COVID has been debunked. And now, turns out, they've been debunked. So we've had to debunk the debunkers. And now it's rebunked because it's all true. It's all coming out. Thank you again, Senator Rand Paul. So where are the apologies from all of these propagandists like Clara Ferreira Marquez, the propagandist who wants to throw you in prison for not agreeing to be injected with a toxic bioweapon that's the result of an engineered virus bioweapon that came out of a lab in China as a bioweapon attack on the world? We'll get to that later in another section of today's podcast. Yeah. All right. Now, California, by the way, California County demands that all businesses produce vaccination status records of all employees and turn it over to the government. This is from covid19.sccgov.org. This is a public health order. All right, so that's Santa Clara County. This is the public health website of Santa Clara County Emergency Operations Center. And if you go to their website, it literally says, under ascertainment of vaccination status, that all businesses and government entities must ascertain the vaccination status of personnel and must comply with the rules for personnel who are not fully vaccinated as required under Section 9C90, blah, blah, blah. And then this all has to be reported to the county government. So now the government's getting into your business, literally into your business, to say that you now have to go around and interrogate your employees to find out who's taking this vaccine. Notice they don't give any credibility to innate immunity. So if you've already been exposed and you already survived, you already have antibodies, they don't care about that. They're not interested in antibodies. They're only interested in who's been vaccinated, because, again, it's an extermination agenda. They want to get as many people as possible vaccinated before the death wave kicks in the fall. And, you know, as proof of this, an article from WorldNet Daily, the Food and Drug Administration has issued guidance stating that a vaccine is still needed to confirm immunity, even if you have antibodies. So the FDA says that antibody tests can play an important role in identifying individuals who may have been exposed. However, antibody tests should not be used at this time to determine immunity or protection against COVID-19 at any time. So in other words, the FDA just said your immune system doesn't count. They're basically denying the existence of the immune system and the function of the immune system, which is the only reason why you're even alive. If you didn't have an immune system, you'd be long dead by now. But they don't assign any value to your immune system. Isn't that incredible? They say that the only way to determine immunity is if you've been vaccinated. But the vaccine doesn't even claim to offer immunity, does it? The vaccine only claims to reduce the symptoms of COVID-19. Doesn't claim to reduce transmission or offer immunity or protection of any kind. So the FDA is saying, essentially, there's no such thing as any immunity because your antibodies don't count now, and the vaccine doesn't count either. How crazy is this? Antibodies don't count. Because I remember, I mean, even in high school, studying basic biology when they were explaining the watered-down, simplified Western theory of immunization. It's so simple. Oh, we inject your body with a weakened virus. Your immune system sees the virus and freaks out. Your immune system builds antibodies. The antibodies tell your immune system to attack the virus. You are now immune. End of story. Aren't vaccines amazing? Yay! Now the FDA says, well, antibodies don't count after all. So what's the point of the vaccines then? If antibodies don't count, and the entire purpose of the vaccines is to create antibodies, then what the F are the vaccines supposed to be doing? Answer, killing you. Obviously, making you infertile. Transfecting you. Yeah, that's a transfection of your genetic blueprint. Yeah, transfecting you. You're having a transfection. That's not being infected by a trans prostitute. No, the transfection, it's a genetic implant, basically, and it's bad news. Turns you into something other than human. So that's the goal of the vaccines, because antibodies no longer count, according to the FDA. I am not surprised. And of course, vaccines are also supposed to be killing people. How do they do that? Oh, well, according to Nobel Prize winner and French virologist, Professor Luc Montagnier, in an interview, this is in greatgameindia.com, he says the COVID-19 vaccines are creating the variants. And he says that epidemiologists know this, but they're silent about antibody-dependent enhancement, or ADE. So again, this guy, Luc Montagnier, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, you know, he did a bunch of research on AIDS and a lot of different things. Nobel Prize winner. He did an interview with the French Hold Up Media earlier this month, and he confirmed a study linking COVID-19 and HIV conducted by Indian scientists. Whoa. So Indian scientists discovered that the coronavirus was engineered with AIDS-like insertions. And the study concluded it was unlikely for a virus to have acquired such unique insertions naturally. In other words, it was engineered. It was engineered. Why would it have AIDS sections in it, or HIV sections in the virus, huh? Why would it have prion regions in it? Seriously, what? Why would the spike protein contain prions? Why would the vaccine contain prion regions? Why would the virus contain AIDS / HIV segments? Very interesting. It all seems like it's designed to kill a bunch of people, which is exactly what it's doing. India saw a 750% increase in COVID-19 cases in 1 month following the vaccines. This was the mass vaccination drive into the metro cities. This is what caused the second wave of COVID in India. And then we have a story about this on naturalnews.com. The role of vaccinations in India's surging death rate can no longer be denied. It's obvious the vaccines are causing the deaths in India. In fact, we'll talk about that more, a little more detail in the next section of this podcast. But the bottom line here, going to wrap up this. And a Missouri parish segregates non-vaccinated from vaccinated people in church. Well, wait a minute. The non-vaccinated are banned from using the parish hall. Only vaccinated people can enter the church. That's from LifeSite News. So whatever church this is in Missouri is, of course, all in with Satan, right? So only if you've taken the mark of the beast shot can you enter this church. obviously they're saying that their church is a temple for Satanism. This is a large Catholic parish in the Archdiocese of St. Louis. Okay, here we go. James Callahan of St. Joseph's in Cottleville described the new measures. So, wow, they have a church seating section for the unvaccinated and their families. They are roped off in socially distanced seating. And then fully vaccinated people can have open seating without ropes. So you got that? So if you're not vaccinated, then you're roped in, literally. You're contained by ropes. If you're vaccinated, then you're free to move around this satanic temple in Missouri. So again, let me just be sure I have the right name. James Callahan of St. Joseph's in Cottleville is a Lucifer worshiper. And they're worshiping Luciferase and the satanic vaccine and literally imprisoning with ropes people who refuse to take the Mark of the Beast injections. Unreal. This is unreal. How much you want to bet when they serve Holy Communion, they have like a little drop of adrenochrome on the crackers and everything, or in the wine, you know, a little bit of adrenochrome in there. Where'd the children go from Sunday school? Oh, a couple of them missing. Yeah, they're being tortured under the altar over there. Ah, welcome to the temple of Satan in so-called Catholic Church. I'm sure this guy loves the fake Pope Francis, who's a direct agent for Lucifer. So, hey, if you want to go worship Satan, just be sure to look up this church in, near St. Louis. Yep. But then again, you can probably find a pro-Satan church almost anywhere in America these days. So many of these churches have turned themselves over to Satan. They're even pushing vaccines that contain aborted human fetal tissue. They're all pro-vaccine. I mean, that's how you know your church has been compromised. What did they ever read, you know, Leviticus? Pretty much tells you, don't inject yourself with the blood of other humans. You know, dead, aborted baby cells. No, I'm sorry. God frowns upon that. And if you do it, you cannot be raptured. You will burn in hell. You are basically going over to Satan if you do that. If you voluntarily inject yourself with the blood or the tissues of murdered human babies, you're basically signing up for hell. But, you know, again, these church leaders know that. They're recruiting for Lucifer. That's what they're doing. And I'm looking at a picture of these church leaders. Looks like they probably eat like barbecued babies on skewers, like baby shish kebab. You know, when they have like a Sunday barbecue at the church and they serve baby back ribs, they're not lying. Them's baby back ribs. Sickos, man. The church leader says, quote, "We have a vaccine that will end COVID-19. Really? No, you don't. You have a vaccine that will sustain the pandemic. He says, quote, "These vaccines are remarkably effective and safe." Yeah, compared to what? Compared to being murdered? I mean, compared to what? How do you know they're remarkably safe and effective when the studies haven't been completed and the humans are the experiments now? But I guess you don't mind turning over your flock to be used as medical experiments by the pharmaceutical demonic cartels, do you? Yeah, because you're working for Satan. We know that. You're not fooling anybody. Certainly not those of us who actually believe in the teachings of God, by the way. The teachings of Christ. Unlike your evil demonic pope who's working for Satan. Won't be long before this church is like, all transgenders, all pro-LGBT, they'll have an abortion clinic in the back and like a child genitalia mutilation clinic, you know, on Sunday afternoons, like a drive-through, you know, penis decapitation clinic. there's nothing they won't do. There's nothing they won't do. But that's all my opinion of these demon creatures who run that church, and I'm sure they would... they would disagree with that, and because, of course, Satan is very deceptive, so they would lie to you and claim how good they are for making you take the vaccine and making your kids get vaccinated and teaching all these lies. But of course, we know they're pure evil. In fact, they're so evil, they'll probably announce soon they'll stop serving Holy Communion and just go straight to holy communism. Why not? They don't think you own your body. All right, so those are my comments and opinions, and that's the wrap-up of part three of today's situation update. We're going to continue with part four next. We'll see how far I can get into that as it's getting early in the morning. I'm up late to try to bring you all this information, but check out part four as this continues. There, we're going to cover vaccine charts showing the global death being caused by the vaccines.